This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This is an election year, and, well, everybody's hoping it's soon over because we've seen some things we've never seen before, and little of it has been good. That's not just happening in the presidential race. It's happening all over Michigan in races for the state House of Representatives. For instance, there are two secretive funds using robocalls to attack candidates in key districts. You might have received one of those robocalls or gotten a mailing. You're supposed to be able to know who's sending out those calls and cards, but it's kind of murky this year. Here to talk about that is Craig Mauger with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. So who's being attacked in these calls?
Yeah, so we're hearing robocalls going out in at least six state House districts that are attacking House Democratic candidates.
So what groups are behind these calls?
The groups behind them, we know very little about. They're called Better Michigan Fund and Reinventing Michigan Fund. We do know that they have some connection to Republicans in Lansing, and a lot of the wording that they're putting out through these phone calls mirrors that in the mailers that the Michigan Republican Party is putting out. There seems to be some connections to the Republican operation here.
Well, let's hear one of the robocalls. This one is attacking Democrat Robert Kennedy. He's running in the 106th district, which includes Charlevoix and Gaylord.
Robert Kennedy voted to increase the gasoline tax and vehicle registration fees, increasing the cost of living for Michigan families. Robert Kennedy's support means higher taxes. Call Robert Kennedy at 989-724-6192 and tell him we are not fueling more waste with our tax dollars. Paid for by the Better Michigan Fund, 989-912-7125.
What? Well, I didn't catch that. There's a phone number at the end. You actually deciphered it. What happens when you call that number?
So when you call this number, the number that the other fund uses in its robocalls, it goes to this line that simply says, this line is used for polling, and that's it. You can leave voicemails, and there's like probably 10 voicemails that I've left for that organization that are floating out there somewhere, I'm guessing.
I want to talk about this particular call. Has Robert Kennedy been a legislator?
I'm really glad you played this call in particular because Robert Kennedy has never served in the legislature. He's never taken a vote in a governmental body that would mirror what they're describing in that call. They're referring to his support as a citizen for Proposal 1 back a little bit ago now. He supported it as a citizen, apparently, and that's what they're hitting him for.
Okay, so he didn't take a vote on this. And in fact, the road package we ended up with was through a Republican-led legislature and a Republican governor. So anyway, the Secretary of State has said donors must be disclosed if the political ad references a candidate. Is that being done with a tag like that, especially if the phone number doesn't really get you anywhere?
The donations have to be disclosed if these organizations tell you how to vote specifically. If they expressly advocate for you to support a candidate or oppose a candidate very specifically in their calls, which makes Michigan unique when compared to a lot of other states. And it leads to situations like this, where this call is clearly pushing you to support or oppose a candidate, but apparently maybe not necessarily is using the, quote, magic words that would require disclosure. I would argue, however, that this call is getting very close to the line.
This would be considered an issues ad.
This would be called issue advocacy because supposedly they're talking about issues and focusing on issues and not telling you how to vote. But he does say, I want to point this out very clearly for your audience. One of the problems with this robocall specifically, and I'm glad you played this one, is that it says in it, Robert Kennedy's support means higher taxes. They're getting very close to the line of what is express advocacy, because someone who listens to that very casually could hear that and take it as, if I support Robert Kennedy, he's going to put higher taxes in place when he serves in Lansing. They're very close to that line of what is express advocacy and not issue advocacy.
You tracked down some of where the money originates for Better Michigan Fund and then Reinventing Michigan Fund. What'd you find?
We found that these funds have given to a super PAC that supported Republican state legislative candidates a couple years ago. And we found on one of the campaign finance disclosures where they gave to another entity, the name of the finance director for the House Republican Campaign Committee was somehow listed on this disclosure. We asked the House Republicans why that was, and they said no comment. And they're pretty much generally not commenting on what was going on with these calls.
Yeah, I want to pursue that a little further, but I want to ask you, are these two groups registered as political action committees?
They are not PACs. They are not incorporated entities. So usually, if it's not a PAC, we can go look at incorporated groups in the state of Michigan. They have to file that with the state once you incorporate, and we can find out some details about these groups. These groups aren't incorporated, so there's no information out there for the public.
Jonathan Osting with the Detroit News reported that the voice on those robocalls is that of Gideon DeSandro. He's a spokesperson for the Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin Cotter. Osting reports DeSandro wouldn't talk about whether he was working with or for the Better Michigan Fund. This would seem to be another instance of Michigan not being very transparent.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really shocking. When I first heard the call that had Gideon's voice on it, apparently, it was surprising because usually they're not this blatant about people working for one entity also working for another entity. But in this case, you can very well see the connection between the House Republicans and this mysterious fund that is hitting voicemails with robocalls across the state.
You know, I remember the governor's first speech, his first State of the State speech, and he talked a lot about transparency and that there's a lot of time spent in Lansing talking about being more transparent, but we're not seeing a lot of that actually hit the ground. What's the solution? Is there the political will?
Is there the political will? I think that's really hard to say. I mean, you're asking state lawmakers to enforce regulations on themselves and the consultants that work for them and do very well, and they've just shown no desire to do that. There are blatant situations like this where the public will see this and read about it and say, you know, this is wrong. I don't want to get these robocalls. I don't want to get robocalls from groups where I can't understand who it is sending me the call. But they're not taking the actions necessary to fix this. In 2013, the legislature passed this bill that everyone said, this is going to bring transparency to robocalls. We're going to have disclaimers on all these robocalls, and it's going to say who's sending you the call. Well, you know, a couple of years later, we're seeing these calls that are coming from mystery groups. You have no idea who's really sending you this call because you're just getting a name at the end of the call. And then you hear that phone line. If you remember the Robert Kennedy call you just played, it says paid for by Better Michigan, and then it lists this phone number, and the person is reading the phone number so fast, it's almost impossible to differentiate what the number is.
That's Craig Bugger. He's with the watchdog group Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.